Jim Speary, it's March 26th, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a major. Sir, please tell me your name.
Ryan Grippen.
And Major Grippen, tell me what your job is here.
That's an interesting question.
You fly Blackhawks.
I do, yeah.
Right. And you're out of Hawaii, is that right?
Right, yeah.
All right. And how long you been in the Army?
I've been in the Army on and off for 20 years.
So, obviously you like what you're doing.
I do. I love this job.
Tell me a little bit about your experience of coming here to Eddy and what it feels like to you here.
The first visit to Eddy was a 45-minute stop. I didn't take my gear off and got back on the helicopter, and I thought, wow, those guys are living rough. And, and started thinking about ways to improve it if given the opportunity, and then this visit's going to be about 5 days, and it's a lot like camping for an extended period. It's the people make the mission. So
you mentioned kind of your job is to make sure everything that needs fixed gets fixed, or things that are missing get there, and you kind of basically take care of everybody if they need something. Is that right?
I do my best to get the things that we're missing to make the job better and life support better, the quality of life.
Have you deployed before?
I have, two times.
And where were you in the past?
Iraq, Northern Iraq, both times. For about 15 months the first time, 12 months the second time.
So this is not your first rodeo?
No, it's the first time in Afghanistan, though.
And so far, do you have a feel of a little bit more down-home-ish type thing here? Because everybody is so laid back, but so fixed on what they do here. It's really something I haven't seen before like this.
You can, yeah, remain laid back and stay focused on the mission and still make it happen. So,
tell me a little bit briefly about this mission, about how the Army supports the Marines and how that works for you.
The Marines are the guys on the ground, kicking indoors and pulling the triggers, and they run into a bad day, then we're there to help pick them up and get them to where they need to be. Doesn't matter the color uniform they wear or the service that they're in. You know, you call, we haul.
There you go. You know, I've been telling the story, and this project's called 10 Years Later. Where were you 10 years ago, 2002, about 6 months after 9/11?
I was in flight school. I was probably starting BCS at this point in the spring in Alabama.
Did you ever think 10 years later that you'd be here in Afghanistan as a major coordinating medevacs?
No, I didn't. I don't know. It's never one to plan out too far, but if you'd have told me back then that we'd still be here as a country 10 years from then and
be a surprise.
Yeah, I had to take a good hard look at my career choice.
Before we close, you know I've been telling their story. Would you like to see these folks that are becoming the new faces here have their story told by someone like me again?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to look into you coming back and working with us again. Do you think it's important? It's important to tell the tale because these guys won't brag about themselves.
Well, it's really been an honor just to be with all of them and watching some new ones come and old ones go and things like that. It's all I do is tell their story, and it's really easy to tell, but it is very, very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing to be a part of.
Major Grippen, hope to see you someday on the flip side. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day, and keep that dirty side down.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Jim Speary, March 26, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.